Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to ignatiusbookclub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, that is right, from the Bronx here in New York City. Today I just wanted to speak a little bit about the feast day of the Lord's Baptism, which we celebrated this past weekend. It's the beginning of ordinary time. After the celebration of the Mass, we are now in ordinary time, and we'll be in ordinary time for a good amount of weeks, because Ash Wednesday is, I believe, March 6th, that first Wednesday of March. So one of the later periods of Ash Wednesday starting, and of course going into the season of Lent. And one of the things that always strikes me about the Lord's Baptism, particularly that we hear from the Gospel of Luke this year, I know as a priest I went with the Year C readings, is I've been stewing on this reality for quite a while. You know, sometimes I think we sort of relegate the Holy Spirit off to the side, and maybe not on purpose, but we forget about the presence of the Holy Spirit working in the life of Jesus Christ. And the baptism of the Lord is one of those times where the Spirit is sort of put right into our face. And particularly when we're in year C, we're given so much from those first two chapters of Luke's gospel. We see just the Spirit all over the place, like prefiguring what's going to be occurring during Pentecost after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ. Because we have to remember, the Spirit rested upon the humanity of Christ. When he was baptized, he didn't need baptism like we need baptism. When he was baptized, he sanctified the waters. And in that act of obedience to the Father made known who this man, Jesus Christ, was to him and sent upon him the Holy Spirit, the love that existed between the Father and the Son before time ever existed. And in baptism, we get brought into this divine life by the power of the Spirit through Jesus Christ. That's why the Titus reading, I believe it's Titus chapter 2, there's a couple verses, and then there's a little bit of chapter 3, if memory serves. But in Titus, St. Paul's writing about a rebirth, you know, the bath of rebirth, and the renewal by the Holy Spirit. We are renewed by the power of the Spirit. In essence, we are renewed by the very love of God. Thanks be to Jesus Christ, who made it possible for the Spirit to be sent to us. You know, one of the things we think about, you know, and I heard this a lot in seminary and stuff, there's always these arguments about the humanity of Christ. What does it mean in terms of the hypostatic union? Did the humanity of Christ have the beatific vision? Did he not? You know, the Dominicans are on one side, there's a group of people on the other, and we go all over the place with that. And I think that's an important thing to go into. I'm not going to go into that in this podcast episode, but he had the Spirit upon him. And to understand what it means to be a human person in Jesus Christ, who embraced our humanity, means that we have to come to understand who the Holy Spirit is and what is the Holy Spirit doing for us. This is a profound reality. I mean, I've said this on other podcasts before, we're really in the time of the Spirit. The Spirit, who's talked about as being the soul of the church. You know, the Spirit's also referred as being the spouse of the Virgin Mary. You know, there's a mass setting for that too. There's so many different things going on with the Spirit inside of the church, but we're very Christocentric, and rightly so, because this divine life that is made possible for us now comes through Jesus Christ. Through his obedience, he has shown to the Father obedience in love to the point of death, even death on a cross. And in that love was risen from the dead, the love of the Holy Spirit, raising him up. And, you know, the Spirit is not something we can just sort of put in a box and relegate and control. John 3, verse 8, the Spirit blows where he wills. But the Spirit is always working in the church and through us who are the baptized. You know, right now I have some confirmation retreats that are beginning, and I always, of course, lean into speaking about the Spirit through Jesus Christ. So we see the movement of Christ during ordinary time. It's not ordinary because nothing big's happened. It's ordinary because we're going through, you know, the day-to-day life of Jesus Christ and the different events that were occurring during his three-year ministry and etc. And during that whole time, the Spirit was with him. It's not like the Spirit was absent. It's not like the Father ceased loving. There's the profound moment where Christ feels abandoned by the Father, and there's libraries written about that moment. But during those 3 years of his ministry, he's doing it in the power of the Spirit. And there's a movement. There's the Spirit moves Christ out into the desert, moves him in so many different ways. And it's a profound reality how this love of God, the Holy Spirit, is impacting the movement of Christ within the Bible, particularly within Luke's gospel. So as we maybe spend some time this week just ruminating upon the feast, the baptism of the Lord, what does it mean for us to be the baptized and our relationship with Christ in, by, and through the great gift of the sacrament of baptism, we also need to make sure that we are becoming aware of the reality of the Holy Spirit, because now we are a temple of the Spirit. You know, the love of God has been poured forth into our hearts, Romans 5:5. Probably one of the most profound verses. I mean, everything Paul wrote is profound, but this is one of the ones that just sort of, Romans 5:5, the love of God has been poured forth into our hearts, the Holy Spirit. You know, and I hope, you know, in the years to come, there'll be much more coming out about the Spirit. You know, it's always dangerous when working in sort of Trinitarian theology of separating out too much the persons of the Trinity. You know, so they almost become like three separate gods that have their own, their own natures, which of course is heretical. You know, we have a Trinitarian God, one nature, three persons. Boom, end of discussion. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. That is one of the buoys that the ship of the church cannot, must not cross. No matter how many people might have wiggle room and et cetera, you know, that's a buoy we just can't go over. I've mentioned in several podcasts before, I have a great devotion to the Spirit, not necessarily in a charismatic way, but just cultivating a desire to rest and to allow myself to be guided by Him, you know, in my life, and to allow His fruits to grow in my heart, not for my own self, but for those people I meet along this journey of life that the Father sends me, that they can be nourished by the fruits of the Spirit, and then embracing those great gifts that come about in our lives that Christ shone forward with such fullness and magnanimity in His life. You know, you want to understand the gifts of the Spirit, look at the life of Jesus Christ, and you see a man that is utterly, fully courageous, full of knowledge, understanding, wisdom. And I think that's how we can understand that little conflict that exists between, you know, what did the humanity of Christ know and et cetera, and what does that mean if he had the beatific vision, and how could he be in every way like us, but without sin, and all these sort of things. You know, we are people that have been brought into the body of Christ, the church, via the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who was sent to us by the Father, who brought us into being through his marvelous act of speaking the word and creation coming through that. To think, using this metaphor, you always have to be a little careful because, you know, you don't want to, time is irrelevant when it comes to God. So we think of the Father speaking the word, which was never a time where the word wasn't existent, you know, in the air of the Spirit, the air of love. So my brothers and sisters, the baptism of the Lord seems like somewhat of a simple celebration, you know, that the Lord's baptized. He didn't need it, but yet he sanctified the waters, making it a way for us to enter into his presence, to reside in his body when we become the church. But let us not forget the work of the Spirit that is occurring in the life of Christ before he was crucified and resurrected. So we do not forget to become aware of the reality of the Spirit in the life of the church now. For we talk about building the kingdom, which is only possible when we go out and evangelize about Jesus Christ, bringing in people to the body of Christ, because where Christ is, there is the kingdom. Thank you very much, my brothers and sisters, for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, please make sure to click that little subscribe button. It really does help me out. And if you want more of my content, head on over to thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can check out my article links to Catholic Stand. You can visit some of my blog posts. Check out my YouTube channel. You can also send me an email and occasional questions through those little tabs on my website. That's thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com.